Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Yuma Daf Beis. So right at the beginning of the Masechta, in the first Mishnah, the Mishnah brings Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan. Whether or not you're mechuyev to be misakin or to be mazmin, to set aside a second wife for the Kohen Gadol, because of the halacha of v'chiper ba'adoy uva'ad beisoy, and ba'ad beisoy zu ishtoy. So Rabbi Yehuda says, now we're concerned, perhaps his wife's going to die, and now we have to have another wife for him. So we set aside an Isha, and in case his first wife dies, he'll marry the second Isha and be able to do the Avodah. The Rabbanan argue and say, we don't do that, then Kain Ein L'Darvei Soif. And the Achreinim are mistapik, the Gvur Sari, the Siach Yitzchak, and the truth is that Tezid Shanim already brings both of these Stadim. Is this din of Ba'ad Beisoy, Beisoy Zu Ishtoy, is that Ma'akiv in the Avodah of Yom Kippur? Or just a din l'chatchila? And the Gvur Sari says, l'maskana, that it is Ma'akiv. And what's his raya? Because Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about Misa Sishtoy. But at the same time, he doesn't say that we should be concerned that the Kohen Gadol himself is going to die, and we should take a second Kohen and be Mekayim the Halacha of Mafrishin. There's a halacha, the first halacha in the Mishnah is that Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibesei Lelishkos Parhedrin, and the Gemara will tell us why. Why are we not concerned, according to Yehuda, who's concerned about Misa? Perhaps the Kohen Gadol himself is going to die, and I'll need a second Kohen Gadol, and he needs to have the halacha of Mafrishin. Must be that Hafrasha is not Ma'akiv. And for something which is not Ma'akiv, we're not concerned to set aside another person who had that din, which is only din l'chatchila. Must be, says the Gvura Sari, that if we're concerned to set aside another woman, that the din that a Kohen Gadol has to have a wife is Ma'akiv. Because if not, we wouldn't be concerned to set aside another Isha. But the question is that if Mrs. Ishta is Ma'akiv, what's he concerned about? Let the second Kohen Gadol, or today a Kohen who becomes a Kohen Gadol, do the Avodah. I mean, it's just like if the Kohen Gadol himself dies, we have a second Kohen here to take him over and do the Avodah. If his wife dies, let us do the same thing. Why do we have to set aside another woman? Kan Re'im, Taka says, in a Chanami, it's not Ma'akiv. And if his wife dies, the first Kohen could be do the Avodah without an Isha. And the reason why we set aside another Isha is in order that he should be able to do the Avodah L'chatchila. I saw in the Sefer Shmuel Chaim, a beautiful Sefer, on Masechtas Yuma, he brings the Yisoid that he saw from the Panavijah Rav. And the Yisoid goes as follows. Where there's a psal by the Kohen Gadol who's supposed to do the Avodah, and you replace him, that Kohen Gadol who's doing the Avodah today, is he just a shliach of the first Kohen Gadol, or he's doing the Avodah Mitzar Atzmai? Again, who's the miskaper? Is the miskaper the first Kohen Gadol and the second one is a shliach? Or no, today this Kohen becomes the Kohen Gadol and it's as if he's doing everything himself. And he brings a raya from a sugya later and he answers another question with it, which is beyond the scope of this conversation. So the Shmuz Chaim says, if you say that the Kohen who steps in, who becomes the Kohen Gadol today, is only a shliach of the first Kohen Gadol still around, he's just possibly can't do the Avodah. And the second one's doing a shliach, but the miskaper is the first Kohen Gadol. So he says that even if you're concerned for the misa of the Kohen Gadol's wife, even if it's ma'akiv, we're not going to say that the second one could step in now and do the Avodah, because it's not going to help. If we say that the first Kohen Gadol's wife who died today, and there's a Akpada, it's ma'akiv that you have to have an Isha when you're doing the Avodah, so I'm going to have the second Kohen doing the Avodah, but he's only the shliach of the first Kohen who's still around. So the first Kohen is the miskaper. It doesn't help that the second Kohen has a wife. So the question we were asking, according to the Gvura Sari, who says that Isha is ma'akiv, and the question was, why set aside another woman? Let the second Kohen do the Avodah. The answer is because if the second Kohen is doing the Avodah like the Svara that the Panavijah Rav suggests, he's only doing it as a shliach of the first Kohen Gadol, but the first Kohen Gadol is the miskaper, then it doesn't matter that the second Kohen has a Isha, because the first Kohen is the miskaper, and he's the one who has to have the Isha. But the Gvura Sari, we see, is not happy with this, because he says that if the wife of the first Kohen Gadol dies, he doesn't have there's no other Isha set aside, for whatever reason they didn't set aside another Isha, He says to the second person, the second one they set aside, he should do the avodah. Now the Meiri writes the lashon that it's noyach lahachin lo isha mishenaver oisay mikhunasay b'loy psul shel gufo. He would rather prepare him a isha that he should be able to do the avodah with an isha, meaning an isha is ma'akim in the avodah. We'd rather do that than remove him from kahuna without a psul aguf. I mean, the question was, why prepare him another isha? Let the second kohen take over. So either you can tell the pan of a jerav that he's only a shliach and the miskaper is the first kohen, but the verse obviously didn't hold that way. You could use the Meiri. The Meiri says that we just don't want to remove a kohen without a psul haguf. Just to wrap up, the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim Alecha Beis says the following: Loshen Mechein Sharo Avodas Shal Yom Zekin Haktaras Keteres Shal Kol Yom Batova Seineros. Hakoil b'koyin gadol nasoi. And our semech is medayik. It's in Perek Yudzayin of Hilchis Isurei Bia Halacha Yud Gimel that the lashon of the Rambam seems to indicate that it is ma'akif. Have a wonderful day.